This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Here, ooh, I want a special school.
I like it.
So I'm going with 26-25
ooh,
via the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's going to come at the very end. Actually, I think that they're gonna do something to get the 26th point in
a 2-point conversion,
in like a unique way ahead of thinking ahead, and that the 49ers are gonna try but fail at the very end of the game.
That would be really interesting too, because depending on where you made the bet, you could still win with San Francisco because the point spread's kind of been bumped up to 1.5, so you could take it down with San Francisco, even though you didn't win the game.
I really am excited about this because, Kevin, I think
that's a bold prediction.
I think this is, yeah, you're welcome. I think this is a very great opportunity to see some of the trickiest of trick plays. This should not be a Super Bowl, Kevin, that we see two coaches playing very conservative, because I think this is two coaches that realize you got to pull out all the stops in this one.
Sure.
So this, for me, and because Shanahan lost the 28-3 lead, like, yep, he's going to be like, no, I can't just sit back. I think they're going to go for some 2-point conversions, out of a way to put pressure and apply pressure to the opponent. So that's one of the reasons that I think that these two teams are really going to pull out all the stops in order to, you know, have fake field goals, fake punts, everything.
Ooh, man. Who's your MVP then?
My MVP is going to be Pat Mahomes.
Makes sense.
And if that's the case, and it seems ridiculous, there's a lot of homerism for me rooting for the Chiefs. I hate the 49ers. The Chiefs, I don't know, did you know the Chiefs have a mascot, who KC Wolf? He's going to the Super Bowl.
Is it an actual wolf?
It's a guy in the uniform, but he's been doing this for 30 years.
Wow.
He's been their mascot for 30 years. And he's like, I'm just so happy that I get to go to the Super Bowl. Like, I've been doing this for all this time, and finally we're getting to go to the Super Bowl. So they just have too many stories that I like. The Chiefs just have, I like Andy Reid. I know people hate him because he was the Eagles coach, but I like him. I like Pat Mahomes. I like Travis Kelce. I think that Tyreek Hill is an amazing receiver.
And a trash human.
I understand that. So, and with the 49ers, just, and everybody's saying the same thing on the fan text, I just don't want them to have 6.
Yes, 100%.
So am I letting my homerism take over because the Niners are a good team?
No, I don't think so, though, because the Chiefs are favored. You know, like, it'd be different, and I know it's only by 1.5. It'd be different if the 49ers were favored by 13 points. Then I'd be like, yeah, probably. But in this instance, I think you're totally fine. That makes sense. From the 817, 12-9, Chiefs, only field goals all day. From the 30, from the 254, 31-30, Chiefs. From the 631, 31-17, Chiefs, with a special teams touchdown for Kansas City. From the 682, 31-24, Kansas City. From the 903, 30-24, 49ers. From the 214, 38-35, Niners. From the 214, 48-35, Chiefs. And then 817, 34-17, Chiefs. Now, there's plenty more scores rolling in, but what I'm fascinated by is a lot of people have this game pretty close, and then there's this one. This is really detailed. I dig it, and this is the story of the playoffs right here. The 682, 49ers go up 13-0, but the Chiefs come back and win 37-27. You know, we pointed out in the last two rounds, the Chiefs were the first team in NFL playoff history to fall behind by 10 or more points in back-to-back games and win by 10 or more points in back-to-back games. So that's the thing. That's why I love the 28-3 bet. By the way, if you think the 49ers will blow a 28-3 lead, you can get 100-1 on your money. I think that's worth a dollar because the Chiefs have shown they can overcome all kinds of deficits.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Kevin. I talk to you about this all the time, and I don't know how much you believe whenever I talk about this, but I think whenever you've done something before, you can hang your hat on it.
Absolutely.
One of my favorite things with you is you've always said, Hey, we've done every hour at this station. We've been on air every hour, so we can do any hour on this station. And so I always believed in that. But whenever a team, like whenever the Mavericks were coming back in that championship run, they did it all year.
Yep.
And so I believe that they believe they could do it. Romo, the year that Dez caught it, like almost every game, Romo was bringing that team back to life late in the fourth quarter, and he had it all locked in, man. He'd figured it out. And so they all believe that they could come back and win. Aaron Rodgers comes back and beats teams all the time, so he believes he can do it. This Kansas City Chiefs team, I think that they believe no matter how far down they get, no matter what defense they're playing against, they can come back and do it at any point. I just don't think that they should try that.
Sure.
Like, I don't think they should test that.
Sure. And you know what I was about to say, but how far behind can they fall? And then I thought about that Texans game. They don't care. Oh, no, you scored 3 touchdowns. We'll figure it out. But against this team and this defense, I don't know. The thing I'm really fascinated about this game, too, is supposedly San Francisco is not going to move off of running a base zone defense. They're like, no, we're going to do what we do. And I think that's a recipe for disaster against Pat.
Dude, I don't know, man. They're really good at what they do.
They are.
Their best thing is, their best quality is they win with their 4.
They do.
They blitz less than everybody else. They win with their 4. So whatever the Chiefs offensive line is, the Chiefs offensive line is going to have to be at their best on this day for Pat Mahomes to do his job. Because they're 4, that's why they're able to have such great coverage in the secondary and at their linebackers and stopping the run, because their 4 are so talented and they rotate them in. So, yeah, I don't think I see what you're saying about a recipe for disaster, but why change it when you've had such great success all season?
Now, we asked another
Have a wrinkle, but don't change it altogether.
We asked another question, and people have been rolling in with that as well from the 214. I'm making fries, onion rings, and meatball sliders. Ooh. And 3 different flavors of wings: buffalo, lemon pepper, and spicy ranch. I might kind of want to go to that person's party. From the 214, the Chiefs are owned by the same people that own FC Dallas, so I'm going for the Chiefs. The funny thing about that, though, is you saw some people, they were saying, like, they're not rooting for the Chiefs because they don't think FC Dallas always spends the requisite money that they would like to see them for FC Dallas.
They are the old Dallas Texans. So we in DFW, we can claim the Chiefs as our own. Like, originally, they were the Dallas Texans.
That's
so
true.
We can claim that they're one of us if you really want to, Kevin.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are you talking about?
From the 214, 36-33 Chiefs, which equals, never mind. From the 469, 45-17 Chiefs. You know what? I want this one. From the 214, 51-49 Chiefs. That's the Super Bowl I want. We put up with a bunch of nonsense in last year's awful Super Bowl. The 817, 3-2 Chiefs, because why not? Believe it or not, there has been a ton of 3-2 games in the history of the NFL. And from the 469, a safety wins it for the Chiefs. Now, Corey, what's on your menu for the Super Bowl?
Well, Kevin, I was planning on picking up some pork ribs up at the store and throwing those on the big green egg. All right. The big green egg is just doing some amazing work for me right now. But
I really like that you can put whatever on there. Like, I remember the first time we ever saw it, they did pizza, barbecue, and cookies.
And pies, yeah. No,
amazing.
Like, this thing, it's like it turns into an oven based on how you use it.
Sweet.
You know, it basically is an oven, but you can add smoke flavor to it. I just got a message from one of our Tolos. He has a place called The Meat Board in Fort Worth.
Oh.
And he was like, I'd been talking about getting those big dinosaur ribs, you know, the big beef rib that has, it looks like basically a brisket on top of a rib. I've been trying to find a place where I can get one of those. And he was like, I have them in stock right now. So I'm thinking I might have to go out to Fort Worth and go see if I can grab one of those, because I've been wanting to try that for a really long time. I don't know how to, since I haven't done it yet, I don't know how. I know I can dominate some pork ribs. I can absolutely dominate those. I'm really good at making those, but I don't know if I'm ready for that one yet on a Super Bowl Sunday. So ribs, wife's going to make the queso. It's just Velveeta with the spicy Jimmy Dean sausage, maybe some chopped up jalapenos in there. And
you ever eat non-melted Velveeta?
Nope.
Oh.
That's disgusting.
Me neither.
No, you're lying. He's lying right now.
It's pretty good.
So hold on. Do you like the cheese that like just comes in the like the Kraft singles,
no,
right?
I used to. I've evolved beyond that. But if you throw me a little thing.
Sharp cheddar now?
Yeah. If you throw me a thing, a Cracker Barrel or Tillamook or whatever, I'll be totally fine.
From the 214, fajitas at the house with my girl's Hispanic family with all the fixins. And that's something I always, in addition to the pork ribs, Kevin, I always grab a sausage. And I always throw a sausage on the grill.
Right,
I do.
Now.
Usually it's turkey with it's skinless turkey sausage because I think those taste good, but it really does get that good oaky. I mix oak and pecan to smoke the meats.
Are you disappointed if you go to a Super Bowl party and there's nothing cooked? Like there's all kinds of like there's pizza and there's wings and there's brownies and there's like all this and that, but none of it is cooked. Like, does that make a difference to you, or do you need the home-cooked thing? Does it just a variety?
Yeah, I don't typically grab something that's out of, like, a grocery store bakery. Like, If I show up, I'm not going to eat that, because I don't know what went into it. I want something cooked with love.
Okay.
That's the best ingredient.
Do you want it cooked with love or
that's
flavor?
That's the best ingredient
oh
my wife puts
God.
In her food. Love.
That is the worst.
I want a little bit of my wife in my food, Kevin.
Oh, my sweet Jesus. What did you just
say? From the 469, venison chili and nachos. Boom. Nachos are awesome. From the 817, Earl Campbell sausage lathered with honey wrapped in foil and grill it. So damn good.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing.
From the 940, going to try my first brisket on the pellet smoker. Pellet smoker, Kevin, is pretty like you throw that on and you just forget about it. You just walk away and just let it go. You don't have to do anything, man.
Really
pretty
divisive
amazing.
On the cheese from the 817. Damn, y'all eat cheese like that? And then from the 214, found something I finally agree with Kevin about. Unmelted Velveeta is awesome.
No, it's not. From the 817, crawfish etouffee and duck gumbo, Brian Broaddus is welcome to come. He will.
Yeah.
He's actually probably doing it himself. Man, from the 214, you mean Boomer's queso?
God, that, I don't know if we can find that audio. That audio is freaking amazing. You know what else? As long as I'm going to throw out the trash cheese I like, I also like that squirt cheese that you get out of the can, the spray cheese.
Uh-huh.
I think that's underrated.
I will. Listen,
will
I
you
don't
just
eat,
spray that right into your mouth.
I don't eat chunks of Velveeta raw. That's what I'm going to call it raw from now on. But I will take a can of... I will take a can of spray of canned cheese and a box of Ritz or maybe even the club crackers. And that's how you get fat, Kevin.
Trust me. Somebody said, don't be mixing all those carbs and fats. I'm well aware of how I got to be really fat to begin with. From the 214, a couple more predictions for you. Niners win 34-30. And from another 214, KC gets out to an early 10-0 lead, but stalls out. And Kansas City eventually takes it 38-24.
From the 817, what do y'all think about those living room seats at Hard Rock Stadium?
Hate it.
You hate it?
But I also hate it because of the price.
It's really cool.
$40,000.
But you have access to the, oh my God, 40 grand?
Yeah, that's why I hate it.
Holy
God. I'm not against the concept
just
of
nobody
it.
Can sit in them.
But yeah, it's just really weird too because they're like, be at the game. And it's like you're in your living room. And I was like, I could stay in my living room for the cost of the food.
The 469, I'll be alone on my couch. Since my wife hates sports.
Start playing J-Lo and Shakira and see if she can get them into that. Tell her about the prop bet that they might kiss and the commercials.
We'll see.
And you'll probably still be sitting by yourself.
Text in right now to answer this question, which is a ridiculous question, but there's even more depth that I want to go in. How much money would it take for you to cheer against the Cowboys for the rest of your life or for whatever team that you do root for? And Kevin, I'm going to get back to this question in just a minute.
I don't know how long all of our lives are going to be suspected coronavirus case turns up in Dallas.
Jason Witten.
Dallas, Corey.
Are you serious?
Yes.
The coronavirus is here?
A suspected case.
How?
Assistant city manager.
Now, they just
says.
Had their first human-to-human trans...
In Chicago.
In Chicago. So it's spreading. It's kind of crazy, but it's like the flu, right? It's not... Is it deadly?
It has killed a lot of people.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Crap. All right, DFW, use some hand sanitizer out there. Okay. Jason Witten said, what does Jason Witten still have to offer? This is what he had to say.
Well, I think it's just, you know, knowing that all these games are tight, you know, and that that's what these games come down to. You lean on that experience more today than you probably did it earlier and when we were playing together. When you and we'll watch this game on Sunday, and it's going to be tight. It's going to be like, why did that receiver break in when he probably was supposed to just hook in? And there's a feel to it. You were great at it, TJ. It's just like something in his head told him to do that, or when you're rushing. And so I think when you're in these tight games, you need experience. And the fact that you know exactly what that person's going to do and that the stage isn't too big for him, more than you need a 4-5-5 tight end. We were talking about earlier about the rules of the game changing in practice. But it's hard to develop players, especially at skill positions, play at a high level.
Wow. He was shouting himself out, right there.
Definitely giving himself a lot of the, look, I have experience. Other people don't have the experiences that I can lean on. So do you agree with that, that experience matters?
I agree that experience matters, but I say no to what he's selling. I'll go ahead and take my chances with my 4-5 tight end and see how he does. 4-5 speed tight end, not a 4-foot-5 tight end, because that I would be against.
All right. With Jason Witten, I know he still wants to play. I know he still wants to play here in Dallas. He wants to be a Cowboy. He wants to retire as a Cowboy. He thinks his experience can help, especially in tight situation games. I don't know. The thing that I don't know is if Mike McCarthy believes it too. And I think, Kevin, that they'll give him the opportunity. I think the Cowboys organization will say, hey, do you want this tight end? Let's go ahead and put him out there, and let's give him the opportunity to compete for the job. And if he loses the job, then there you go. But he can still win it. That's the thing that concerns me, is he still can win it.
I don't think if all things were fair, he would win it. I just think, like, I'm concerned that feelings and history and all of that nonsense will come into play.
From the 469, they're right. He didn't have a problem getting open this year. He had a problem catching the ball.
Yeah.
That was my biggest thing with him this year. It was usually he was so reliable, and there were moments this year where you were like, dang, but he's still open. The Y option's a great route, and he can still run it better than anybody else. All right, Kevin, I don't know why you brought up this question. And I'm still trying to figure, why do you want people to root against the Cowboys for the rest of their lives?
I don't necessarily want them to root against the Cowboys. I just want to know what it would cost. All right. So reviews.org, which, I mean, that seems pretty official. They put out all this information going into the Super Bowl. What do you think? Who do you think the most popular team is in the NFL?
The most popular team in the NFL? Yep. Cowboys.
10.6%. By the way, who do you think is the least popular team? Not most hated, least popular.
Cincinnati.
Ooh, that's a good guess. Cincinnati is second.
Okay.
It's the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Are the Browns up like a popular team?
I only have the top three and the bottom three, and they didn't make the
Do you
top.
Think the Browns are a popular team, though?
No.
Really? Nope. I think they are.
Okay.
Even though they're bad, I think they're a team that everybody kind of picks as the sexy pick every freaking year.
Who do you think is the most hated team in the NFL?
The Patriots.
Nope.
Packers.
Second. No, Packers are third.
Steelers.
Nope.
Cowboys.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the Dallas Cowboys are the most loved team.
And still the most hated.
At 10.6%. And the most hated team at 13.4%.
Jerry absolutely loves that.
I could definitely see that. Now, oh yeah, by the way, I did find the rest of it. Cleveland Browns are 18th. In terms of popularity.
Huh, interesting.
So here's the thing that fascinates me. The question was posed, what would it take for you to sell out and root against your team?
From the 972, just pay off my $260,000 student loans and I'll cheer for whoever. Yeah, student loans are a backbreaker, dude. $260,000? You paid that much. You better have an awesome job.
From the 210, an endless supply of money. From the 817, $20 and a six-pack of Molson. All right. See, and I want to know, like, if you're not a Cowboys fan, like, insert your team of choice and tell me how much money. All right, Corey, how much money for you to cheer against the Cowboys forever?
I don't know, man. And this is something that I'm really having a hard time with. How much money do you got?
Like, I'm going to give you $50,000 tax-free.
Forever? No.
Okay. Oh, no?
No.
Okay.
Up it. Because that's like That's like two salaries. That's like 2 years worth of salary right there.
Not your salary. All right, I'll give you $100,000.
Forever?
Forever.
Make it two.
$200,000
forever.
And you'll never cheer for the Cowboys again?
Yep. Yep, there you go. I just bought a house.
Wow.
I just bought a house, and I don't have to worry about it. I'm moving on.
All right.
And I can pick. Here's the thing, though, Kevin. And I asked you this question, and I'm curious, a lot of people out there, because everybody's picking a team in this Super Bowl, right? Like, everybody's sure. picking a side.
Sure.
What keeps us locked in on the team that we pick? The idea that we pick them, and now we have to stick with them and ride forever? I have, and a lot of people made this unwritten rule up of, hey, you only get a chance to switch teams once in your life. Right? Like, you get to pick the team from the city you were born, or you get to pick a team whenever you're a kid. But after that, you have to stick with the team forever. And I don't know if I like that anymore. I'm also starting to consider I might, from now on, pick a new team every year.
What?
In every sport, I might pick a new team to root for every single year and just see how it goes. I just to see, okay, this is the team I'm going to pick this year. There's nothing that says I have to pick that one team, the Cowboys, and stick with them all the time. But there is this, like, for some reason we all have this, oh, I have to have an allegiance, or you're not a real fan if you're not a fan for life, you know? And that's weird that we have to have this allegiance to our team forever.
That is a fascinating hypothesis. It would be weird to me if you didn't root for the Cowboys. There's a ton of feedback on this from the 469. 350,000, just about to say just enough to buy a really nice house. From the 817, my student loan is $560,000.
Good God!
Someone pays that, and I'll say F the Cowboys. From the 817, I'll take $50,000 tax-free to cheer against the Cowboys forever. And then from the 817, money not needed. Sign Dak and I'll root against the Cowboys in hopes of drafting a good quarterback. Wow. But where do you think you fit on the spectrum, Corey? You said $200,000, you'll do it. Did you cheap out? Did you get more than you bargained for? Where are you? Because I have the exact number.
Oh, really? Feel like I probably cheaped out.
You did not. You were remarkably close to the average. And this average kind of makes me sad, and I'm sure some people will get a chuckle out of part of this. Average Cowboys fan to give up the Cowboys forever, $187,666.
Wow.
Now.
666, huh?
Yeah. Where does that fit in the hierarchy? Who are the least loyal fans who would sell their team out for nothing?
I mean, we just saw that one guy that said for a sub sandwich.
Sure. The Baltimore Ravens are the third least loyal. Their fans would sell out for, and I want you to remember these numbers because we'll get to the crushingly sad one. Baltimore Ravens said they will stop rooting for their team for $57,000.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They're third.
I mean, the Ravens haven't been around that long, so.
Washington Redskins, $30,000.
Well, they're kind of sick and tired of their team. They just want something in return.
The Tennessee Titans are the least loyal fan base. They would give up their team forever for $4,414, which kind of makes sense. They just made it. That's what Roy makes in a year, I think.
They just made it.
But think about that. The third worst is 57,000, then 30,000, then the Titans fans are like, $4,000, I'm out.
That's amazing, too, because didn't Brady just buy some properties in Tennessee and Nashville? So what if Brady became their quarterback and he's playing with his old teammate Mike Vrabel?
Shouldn't have taken that money. You're already out. But the three most loyal fan bases. What do you think of the three most loyal fan bases? It is not the Dallas Cowboys.
The most loyal Packers.
Nope.
Steelers.
Nope. I was surprised.
Raiders.
Nope.
Bengals.
Nope.
Dolphins.
Nope.
I'm just naming teams at this point, Kevin.
Third, Minnesota Vikings. They want $514,000 to stop cheering for their team.
Oh, wow.
Second.
They got some debts.
That one guy's student loan. Indianapolis Colts are second. They want $622,000 to stop cheering for their team. And I was shocked by this one. Number one, the Los Angeles Chargers, who want $700,000. $1,000 to stop cheering for their team.
It's cost of living, dude.
Oh, I did not consider that.
Yeah, they're you know, houses there are ridiculous prices.
That's
so
true.
You know, every time a bunch of Californians move to Texas, they raise the property values because they don't understand what land is here.
Somebody asked about the New Orleans Saints. Average New Orleans Saints fan would give up their team forever for $130,000. And then the Chiefs versus the 49ers, they're almost exactly the same. Chiefs, and it's called the fan sellout price, which I love. The fan sellout price for the Chiefs, $387,000. For the 49ers, $393,000. However, check this out. What percentage of 49ers fans said their rival team is the Chiefs? Zero. What percent of Chiefs fans said their rivals are the 49ers? Zero.
Yeah, they're not rivalry. It's not a rivalry game.
No, I really hope that, like, maybe this becomes a heated rivalry. But yeah, so basically, Cowboys fans, they say,
I like this text. These numbers are BS. Even the biggest fan would take less if cash was really in front of them.
That's what I'm saying, man. You walk around to every Cowboys fan around here with a briefcase that has $188,000, and those people who are like, I want $1 million, I think they would be like, okay.
Here's the thing, though, and this person's right. I would demand a lot of money, get it, and then cheat. All right, so here, how are they going to tell me, like, if I pump my fist when my team wins?
I have an answer to this.
How are they going to know? They're not going to know.
Eternal sunshine of the spotless mind.
What does that mean?
We're going to go into your brain and take out all thoughts you've ever had of the Cowboys and implant Redskins memories in there.
No.
But you all know it's a bad thing.
No, I'm not doing that.
What do you mean? You're not going to know, and I just gave you a briefcase full of cash.
I'm not letting you in my brain, all right? There's no way you can penetrate
this brain. Then you don't get the briefcase. Then you don't get the briefcase full of cash. So, yeah, I thought that was really interesting. But, yeah, if you see Roy, please, Tolos, do this for me. If you see Roy somewhere and you have the means to offer him $4,400, see if he will give up ever,
absolutely will.
Ever watching the Titans again, and maybe see if he'll let you infiltrate his brain as well.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3, the Fan, Corey Majors and Kevin Hagelin. I'm about to get an update on Luka Doncic's injury, Kevin. Moderate ankle sprain. Sources estimate the recovery
Less than a week, damn it.
Give or take.
Damn it.
2 weeks, according to Brad Townsend. He says he's told the MRI moderate sprain, similar to the one he suffered in mid-December, causing him to miss 4 games. One source estimates 2 weeks, give or take. So there you go.
Wow. That's not what I was hoping you would say. But
somebody said it did look a little worse than the last one. So.
Okay. So you're looking at what, like, 6 games? Oh, well, no, not necessarily, because, yeah, obviously you have the All-Star break coming up. Yeah, because I guess the All-Star break is in 2 weeks. So, all right, gotcha.
Is that enough? Is that enough time, Kevin, right there? Will he miss the All-Star game?
I would be willing to bet he would not. I don't know how the Mavericks are going to feel about that.
He wants to play that game.
Yes. Yes, he does. Especially with them making the tweaks for Kobe, you know he's not going to want to miss that.
Is that enough? Is that enough time for the Mavericks to really suffer in the standings? Or
yeah, no, I think it is because, well, I mean, like, it would only essentially be one spot. So the way you're looking at it right now is, so the Mavericks are even with the Rockets, and they're a game up on the Thunder to keep them out of seventh, and then the next team after that is 4.5 games down, and that's Memphis, who's been on a roll these last 10 games. So, like, I don't think you're going to ever fall below 7, but, you know, that might not be where you want to be.
From the 903, I bet Kevin's happy with all of his Luka hating right
now.
Are you happy that he's hurt now, Kevin?
Of course not.
Been rooting for injury, huh?
No, I would never root for injury.
I bet. All right, Kevin, let's go to the biggest story of the day. That is the big game, and let's get a big old spoon and ladle and eat some big game gumbo. Hit the music, Danny.
And we start with this question. Don't answer it straight away. I want to see how the Autoflex Leasing fan text does. What broadcast network is going to be showing the Super Bowl? Because 68.4% of the people interviewed for this or questioned said they knew it, but only 46% got it right. And here's the alarming thing to me. 82% of Chiefs fans and 71% of 49ers fans don't know what network has the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, really?
Don't you think you would probably figure that out by now? You're like, we'll find it. It'll be fine.
I recently made the switch to YouTube TV.
Oh.
And I am very nervous.
How it's going to stream?
Yeah. Because I don't know how will it be affected? Will their network be affected? And is that possible?
Yes.
They don't have enough bandwidth for all the hits that might be coming on their network.
It could absolutely happen.
Mine at home it's Wi-Fi connected to my TV. And so every once in a while there's some. And Choppy was like, yeah, man, the championship game, it locked up on me immediately. And I'm like, oh, crap. But I've had really good service so far with it.
Okay.
I do know it is on Fox. So like I think because Troy Aikman's on. That's the only reason I really know this year.
And
because I've been told that Troy Aikman's doing it. And Joe Buck, I think he's looking for his dad's tie that his dad wore whenever he called the Kansas City Chiefs game.
Oh, okay. Well, overwhelmingly, our Tolos are smarter than the average person. Only 46% of them got it right. Like 92% of our Tolos have gotten it right. So well played. 30.6% of Americans will take Monday off from work. 83% of them schedule this in advance, and 17% of them call in sick.
You have said that there is like call to Congress for making this a national holiday.
Absolutely. MoveOn.org last year, or excuse me, Change.org. Ugh. They had this up last year, and it makes all the sense in the world. It's either that or moving the game to Saturday. And I know that would trip some people out, but everyone gets together for a party anyway. If you put it on Saturday, sure, church attendance would be lower the next day, but I mean, I would love the day after the Super Bowl off. Maybe not in our profession. That's ever going to happen.
It seems like we need to be here to discuss the biggest game that just happened.
Probably, Kevin. So. What percentage of fans do you think wouldn't pay more than $499 for a Super Bowl ticket? Would not. Keep in mind, the average price this year is $5,000.
30%.
61% of fans said they would not pay more than $490. Really?
Yeah.
The Cowboys are in the Super Bowl.
I can have a $500 party at my house and watch it on the TV. I'm gonna get analysis from an expert in Troy Aikman, and that guy Joe Buck will be there. And then I'm gonna also be able to see close up shots of Shakira and J Lo.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get to watch the ads. Like, so I would not. I prefer watching it at my house rather than being there.
Okay.
The experience. Now, if my team was in it, that's kind of different, right? Because if your team's in it, you're all sorts of excited about the experience of being there and celebrating and the confetti that's gonna have whatever you tweeted out to it on there. Like,
that's right.
So that's how I look at it, Kevin. But I wouldn't. I'm not paying I'm not paying $500 for tickets, man.
Do you want somebody?
Is that one ticket?
For one ticket.
So that'd be $1,000 if I wanted to hang out with somebody at the game.
That's true.
No.
But keep in mind, in real life, it would be $10,000. I was even giving you a break, and you still turned it down. Guys, you know who you should really watch during the Super Bowl?
I have $10,000.
Yeah. Sorry. You know who you should really watch during the Super Bowl?
The Chiefs and the Niners.
No. A-Rod.
What?
A-Rod's going to be at this game because Jennifer Lopez is at this game doing the halftime show. Do you remember what happened the last time A-Rod was at the Super Bowl?
No, I don't.
It was here in Arlington. It was took over the world. Cameron Diaz feeding him popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember
that's
that?
Right. Yeah.
So there, and if you see everywhere A-Rod goes, he's like toting the phone around, videoing or taking pictures of J-Lo. So the question is, will A-Rod be the person who is most lit up during the halftime show?
Maybe. Yeah, that's a possibility. I've totally forgot about that.
I'm just saying, that's something you should check out. Now, let's get to some Super Bowl predictions. Who do you put more stock in, the video game or the vomiting hippo?
Huh?
It's a pretty straightforward question, Corey. video game, or vomiting hippo?
I've not heard of a vomiting hippo.
I mean, I just mentioned it to
you. Explain to me.
All right.
Because I've never heard of this before.
So, well, first I'm going to start you with Madden. Madden says the Chiefs are going to win 26-22. The thing about that is Madden is not super awesome at doing this anymore. So they've picked, they're 10-6 in the last 16 Super Bowls. They've won one of the last four.
Oh, so two of the last six?
So, no. I mean, maybe. So they won one of the last four, and they're not really on a roll. So they picked the Chiefs. So I don't know how much stock you want to put in that. Instead, I prefer to go to Fiona the Hippo. I take you to the Cincinnati Zoo, where she makes the Super Bowl prediction.
Every year?
Yes.
Really?
Well, this is only the third year she's done it. Thus far, she's 1-1.
From the 410, vomiting hippos or Eagles fans.
Oh, man. Hey. I've seen some of them. Anyways, so Fiona had these two, like, giant rock-like things. I guess there was food under them or around them or something. And she chose the San Francisco one. She rubbed up against it, started to lick the side of the rock. And then she went over to the Kansas City one. And she threw up on it.
Oh, no. Is that a good thing or bad thing?
I feel like it's a bad thing. So the zoo has made it clear that her choice is pretty obvious. She is going with the San Francisco 49ers.
Do you know what Sea Life is, Kevin?
The place in Grapevine?
Yeah, absolutely.
That place is awesome.
Sea
it's
Life.
Right across from the Lego place.
They have sea turtles. Okay,
sure.
And Scotty and Thally out in Grapevine, okay. These two sea turtles were released into the thing, and they put lettuce next to a Niners sign and lettuce next to a Chiefs sign. And whichever ones the turtles went to, that was going to be their decision. They swam to the Chiefs sign. So vomiting hippo or our own sea turtles.
Okay. See, now the evidence is starting to mount up because the hippo says 49ers. The video game says Chiefs. The local turtles say Chiefs. And the giant Pacific octopus has also chosen the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
There's a Pacific octopus?
Yeah,
is that the Kraken?
A giant. No, that'll be safe for Seattle's NHL team. Don't forget where you heard that first. So the giant Pacific octopus, by the way, has 9 brains and 3 hearts.
Huh? How do you have 9 brains?
I don't know. Be a giant octopus, I guess.
And 8 legs.
And 3 hearts.
I already knew that because I watched Finding Dory, but I didn't know they had 9 brains.
So you kind of feel like the Chiefs are the pick here.
Wonders.
If the animal has 9 brains.
I wonder an octopus is so, like, sketchy. Like, those octopuses are sketchy, right?
Are they?
I can't trust an octopus.
When has that ever come up?
You never know what they're doing. They're
running a transaction off of Craigslist.
Every
like,
once in a while, they might.
The ocean.
Yeah, every once in a while, they'll ink on you, or you know, there's some
right
sort
now?
Of like they're always hiding and stuff, and they're weird, man. You never know which one of the tentacles is touching you. I can't trust the octopus.
Okay, well, you can trust
from the 214 though. How long until that hippo gets shot? It is the Cincinnati Zoo.
Is that where Harambe was? Oh man, that's sad.
Yeah.
If the Chiefs beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl, they will become the fourth team in NFL history to beat the top 3 rushing offenses in a single season en route to the title. I thought that was interesting. Now, how much is a Super Bowl ring worth?
$13,000.
Ooh, all right. We'll get to that in just a second. I'll mark your prediction down. So for the record, the Lombardi Trophy costs $50,000 to make. So they make a Lombardi trophy. It costs $50,000, and every team gets one that wins the Super Bowl. But did you know that each member of the team gets a replica Lombardi trophy that's worth $1,400.
Really?
Yes. So if you win...
Like a mini or the same, like you say replica?
Yeah, it's the same. It's just like maybe the same quality or whatever.
It's plated. It's got styrofoam underneath.
Exactly. But as far as the rings themselves, the average team that wins the Super Bowl gets 150 Super Bowl rings at a cost of approximately $5 million.
Wow.
The average Super Bowl ring costs between $30,000 and $50,000.
Wow. Is that like this year or
over the span of like the last 5 years?
Okay.
Because if you go further back, like when there's less diamonds and everything like that, it's significantly cheaper. However, who the ring belongs to makes a difference later, because like Lawrence Taylor had a Super Bowl ring auctioned off for $2,300.
Wow.
The cost.
Where do you think the best place to get a diamond is, Kevin?
That's a tough question for me to answer right now.
Oh, okay.
But they're listen to the commercials is, I guess, what I would say. Now, the very first Super Bowl ring in modern money costs $1,500.
All right.
The next year, the Packers ring costs $1,900. And that's even modernized.
So it's gone up every year
and
then?
And now it's $30,000 to $50,000 for a Super Bowl ring.
And so, like, how many people in your organization get one?
150.
But how do you choose? How do you choose those 150?
Because you think you'd go over that ahead of time.
You're going to players, right?
Yes. And then you got to think practice. Well, that would include practice squad. But then, like, how many players were injured or not active at that point? That's got to be, like, another 10.
Media?
I don't know about that. What about coaching staff? So now we're already up to, like,
play-by-play broadcast? Probably. When the Mavericks won, the play-by-play broadcast got some.
And probably some of those tech people and everything. So now we're talking, like, 90 people. So, I mean, it takes a lot to run these organizations. All right, this one,
Kevin, real quickly, the brains control their legs, one brain per leg.
Really?
Multiple people, they have 8 legs, so that's kind of weird.
Waste.
But multiple people said octopi are actually aliens. And then somebody said the panda at the Memphis Zoo picked the Chiefs. So there you go. More of your stuff right there. Do you want to know what Michael Irvin has to say about the Super Bowl? Well, we had him on this week, but right now, Kevin, on Twitter, Fritos for the Super Bowl, hashtag crunch time. Your thoughts?
Okay.
You don't like Fritos, Kevin?
I think Fritos are weak.
You're kidding me. Fritos are fantastic.
No, they're not.
They're a great addition to Bean Dip.
A great addition. The Frito is not a standalone potato chip.
They're not a potato chip. They're a corn chip. But I can eat a handful of... I can eat a whole bag of Fritos. Yeah, the scoops are the best.
You want to waste your time.
But what are you talking about? Okay.
There are so many chips that are better. Frito is an add-on chip.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything you love with Fritos is part of something else.
I can eat Fritos by themselves.
You can do whatever you want.
I absolutely can. I love them. All right, Dak Prescott won't commit
Hold
to...
Hold on. Why do you like the scoop?
Because they taste saltier.
Bull crap. You were going to say because you could just dip them in whatever.
Dak Prescott won't commit to showing up if he's tagged. This report came today. And Kevin,
I don't like this story.
I don't know how I feel about this. We're going to get to some Dak audio in just a minute. But Dak says, regarding the franchise tag, if the team decides to franchise tag him, we'll get to that when we get to that. I look forward to talking to my agents, and when that tag comes to play, the direction that we'll go. Until that's a reality, I won't worry about it. I think, Kevin, that right there is a fantastic quote.
Because it's non-offensive and...
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not worried about it right now, but I can't be worried about it until they say, hey, we've gone ahead and franchise tagged you, right? Like, I can't worry about it until it's real.
Okay.
But then he said this. He was asked whether he plans to spend much time in Dallas in the coming weeks and months. And Dak said, no. And then added, quote, report that. Be sure to report that.
I don't understand the point of that last part.
Prescott admitted that he's, quote, a little disappointed a deal hasn't been done. But that he can't be disappointed by the leverage he now has.
Oh, dear. Well, that's not what I wanted to hear about any of this. That means the contractual negotiations are starting to turn negative, which I...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.